You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Summer on the Mount. This is where we've been the last 3 weeks. And like I mentioned, we got through the Beatitudes in the last 3 weeks, but this is certainly a far cry from the end of Jesus' sermon. Really, it's just the beginning. So the sermon this morning continues in verses 13 to 16 of Matthew chapter 5. Now these words, like I mentioned, are probably or were familiar to you. We'll read them again. And these words are definitely even related to last week's message from Pastor Gerber, just filling our empty vessels to the point of his love overflowing, and use the word even oozing out of us, the love of God, Jesus himself. And so this week's theme is similar. It's not exactly the same. You'll see. As you've already seen, Jesus uses salt and he uses light to give his disciples the message that he wanted to give them. Light that is not to be covered up. Light that shines through us and on to others. And his words are not complicated, but Jesus speaks with authority. Let's take a look again. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all the house in the same way. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Again, last week, Pastor Gerber talked to us about us having empty vessels. On our own, we have nothing to offer. But the good news is that Jesus fills these empty vessels with himself. Empty vessels that become full and run over, Jesus running over onto others through you and through me. And so his message this morning has some similarities when it comes to what it should look like being full of Jesus. So I was thinking this week, what type of illustration, kind of from a 4th of July celebration, illustration could I use to demonstrate what Jesus is talking about here to us? Now, it's not going to be a perfect illustration. They don't exist, but we're going to give it a try nonetheless. On the 4th of July, many, if not all of us, gather in the dark someplace to watch fireworks. Many of us did the last two evenings. Are they still going off? Darkness, we gather in the darkness, that eventually is overcome with light. Fireworks start out as just simple, empty cylinders. Cylinders that could also be considered empty vessels, like last week. Now, the cylinders themselves are unimpressive. I brought one along today. Here's a cylinder. At one point, it was empty. It's not empty anymore. Now, if you took this decorative paper off, it'd be pretty ordinary, wouldn't it? Just kind of a cylinder of cardboard. Even now, it doesn't look like anything too special. Certainly not like the big hombres that are shooting thousands of dollars worth of sparkles up in the air. But when this ordinary tube like this is filled up, it's a whole different story. Most fireworks still use something called black powder. It's actually gunpowder. Hasn't changed. But without the fuse being lit, all this potential light, all this potential joy being shared, that's all it is. Potential light. Potential joy. This is pretty tall ceiling. Let's give it a try. I'm kidding.
Just put on a new roof.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Last week, okay.
But you already, you're showing you understand the potential that is in this cylinder. When I was a kid and growing up in Wisner, every 4th of July when it started getting dark, you headed down to the river park. And as you come into the river park in Wisner, you can either keep going straight, which is left field, or you can take a hard left, and that's where center field and right field are. You kind of have the picture? And on this gravel road, if you go left, well, it was blocked off on 4th of July, and the volunteer firemen had set up all of these big cylinders. And we would go and park in kind of a parking lot, kind of not. You just park everywhere in the whole park. And the best place was to be in the back of a pickup. You'd back the pickup up and everyone got on top of the pickup. Remember those folding chairs? The legs were made out of really light aluminum, and they had those straps, multicolored straps. Everyone had those. Are you getting the picture? Do I need to paint it a little bit more? Yes. Well, we had a bunch of some mosquito spray. And we put it all over us. Did you watch fireworks last night? Is that why you're so tired? So the back of these pickups were the best seats, like I said. Kids running around with sparklers. And the first couple of fireworks were typically like the boomers. Like, you get your attention. Thump. Kaboom! No light. And all the boys my age would fall on the ground like we just got hit, rolling around. Oh! Thump! Kaboom! But then finally, and it was one by one, they weren't electronic, there wasn't a computer to help them do their thing and all of them at one time, one at a time. Thump. Pop. Ooh. Ah. But sometimes. Thump. Nothing. A dud. A dud. No light. No sound. Nothing. It's kind of like us, isn't it? Lots of potential. Lots of Jesus in here. Opportunities to share his light. Sometimes they go by the wayside and we're duds. You see, Jesus shines through us and on to others. This is the point. It's not complicated. You are the light of the world. This is what Jesus told his disciples. Well, who are his disciples now? I'm looking at them. What was the last thing that Jesus told his disciples? Go and make disciples. And they did. And here we are. Disciples of Jesus. But friends, that comes with a responsibility. Jesus isn't suggesting it might be a good idea to let his light shine in his Sermon on the Mount. No, Jesus is clear and he's concise. It's an expectation. Verse 16 again. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We are not to cover up our light, hide our light. Put it under a bushel. No! That's not in my notes. Don't let Satan poof it out. I don't think it's like that. Poof it out. No, our lights are supposed to shine. We're not supposed to cover up our light and hide our light. We are to let our light shine, but how? That's the next question, isn't it? Of course we know we're supposed to let our light shine, but how? Well, Jesus tells us in the same verse. We're just going to look at it a little bit differently. So that, this is how, so that they may see your good works. Good works, run for your life, Lutherans! That's not complicated either, is it? Through our good works. Good works done out of love for others, which brings us to a rubber meeting the road question this morning. How's that going for you? Letting your light shine through good works done out of love for others. See, the world can't see what's in your heart, in your mind. Can't see. They can only see your good works. Shared because of the love you have for Jesus and the love that Jesus has for you. Our cylinders, our vessels, oh, they're full. They're full of gunpowder. Potential light in the darkness. Brothers and sisters, we have been filled with Jesus. The light is yours. The light is mine. Jesus says so. You are the light of the world. He's not kidding. Light to share with others. Jesus puts those opportunities before us every day of our lives. In our conversation, a kind word goes a long ways, doesn't it? Genuine words of encouragement and affirmation to coworkers. Coworkers who might be struggling with a project. How about the Freddy's employee that hands you your milkshake and your cheeseburger out of the drive-thru window? Thank you. Have a good day. Are you almost done with work? You can do it. Choosing to respond with gentleness during conflicts. We have them. Holding your tongue when you're surrounded by gossip and not adding to it. Redirecting conversation toward hope and gratitude and God's faithfulness. How about in your actions? Just looking for small ways to reflect the light of Jesus. How about mowing a neighbor's yard because his wife's in the hospital? That's an action. That's shining the light of Jesus. Helping a coworker during a stressful time. Radical generosity toward even a stranger. Maybe financially. Maybe emotional support. Spiritual support. Giving full undivided attention to someone who is lonely or hurting. Hanging in there with that conversation. Not doing this every 5 minutes. Redirecting. How about in your attitudes? Because your cylinder is filled with Jesus, your internal peace can be an external witness to the world around you. Think through that a little bit. How you react to unexplained heavy traffic or a selfish driver who cuts you off. Keeping your middle finger in your pocket. Reminds me, we were golfing on 2 days ago. Wednesday? My week is really weird. Friday in Ashland. And it rained. And the front nine, we were flying through. I was golfing out of my mind. And then the rain came on hole number nine. And they have GPS things up there, you know. It says your yardage, or it beeps at you if you get too close to the green, all those types of fun things. Well, it said, lightning detected. Go immediately back to the clubhouse. What do you think we did? We didn't go to the clubhouse. We're like on the highest point. I told my son-in-law, Tanner, hit the ball so we can get down low. Well, we kept golfing, but everyone else who went in the clubhouse came out of the clubhouse about 10 minutes later, and guess how slow the back nine went? And there were people in front of us that were playing so miserably slow. It was everything that I could do. Hey, get going. But I didn't, but I wanted to. Being quick to say, I'm sorry. Being quick to say, I forgive you. Being content with the life God has given you, rather than constantly complaining and striving for something bigger and better for yourself. Happens. You see, the opportunities to light up the skies are there, friends, aren't they? So what gives? Sin gives. Sometimes we're just going to be duds. Like Pastor Gerber reminded us last week, fullness is yet to come. Fullness is yet to come. Being God's child in his newly formed, perfect creation is yet to come. Yet there is an expectation here. There's an expectation now, an expectation to shine the light of Jesus onto others. Knowing we aren't going to be perfect, shining the light of Jesus is not an excuse not to try. Light is meant to shine. We are meant to learn, to love, and to lead. To do what? Shine the light of Jesus. And when we fall short, which we will, God understands. He knows every hair on our head. He even takes care of the sparrows. He knows us inside and out. He knows at times we're going to be duds. But not all the time. You see, he forgives. We are forgiven. And we try again. Jesus was never a dud, ever a dud. He took all of our sins to the cross. They're not coming back. He covers us with his robe of righteousness. He gives, we receive, we respond. Respond how? By sharing the light he has filled us with, ready to explode into the darkness. Not keeping Jesus to ourselves. No one really marvels at the cylinder, do they? They marvel what comes out of the cylinder. The bursting of light across the sky. Sharing peace, joy, and love to others. Not to our glory, but to his glory. Ooh. Ah. In the name of Jesus.